mentality, man. And when I got support from my teammates, they said they'd do their job, and I told them I'd do mine.
I don't seem like a little bit of desperation, too, because if you hadn't been here, hadn't this be like your last chance to get on the field for a while, too?
No, it wasn't any desperation at all, man. It was just getting out there and just doing what I knew how to do. It was never any pressure. Coach Gus never put any pressure on me. He just asked me if I wanted to do it, and I just told him, yeah.
So how do you now turn it off, essentially, for a month?
I don't. I'll be here. I'll be working out with our strength coach, and my thing is just to come back even more prepared than tonight.
There was, I guess, some concern about whether you're in football shape or not. How do you feel? Basically?
I mean, at times I got a little winded. You know, on some of those runs, I definitely was winded. Not in near the shape that I want to be in, so that's why I can't turn it off. I got to just keep building from this point on to be exactly where I want to be, or even better come week 5.
Do you look better than you thought, though?
Yeah, a lot better, a lot better. After that first return, I thought I was going to die. So.
just being on the sideline back with the guys in a game atmosphere, what was that like for you today?
It was great because, I mean, I had never been into the stadium with the new renovations and everything. I kind of just wanted to save it until game day. I wanted the full effect, so that was just... It was just, I just had to take everything in at once, you know. I just had those same jitters, you know. So once I got relaxed, I was able to kind of get the feel.
It's called the magic. You got the magic.
Yeah, that was really.
How much trouble was that punter in?
Man. He was in a lot of trouble on our sideline because, you know, our guys, man, they're going to swarm. They protect the team. That's what they do.